Well, good morning, and welcome to what we're going to call our Sunday morning worship service for Withfield Baptist Church. Because of the coronavirus, we have decided to close the church for the next 2 Sundays and all activities for the next 2 weeks. Just want to give you some thoughts and share with you my sermon that I had planned for today. First, as I was reviewing some of the verses that I know this morning, one of the verses that I was reviewing was Psalm 122:1, which says, "I rejoiced with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" And I thought how strange it was that today we would not be in the house of the Lord together, and that we would not be sharing worship with one another in that way. So it really caused me to stop for a minute and to meditate on this verse, how fortunate we are that we can gather together for worship and that we can spend time together with those around us and when we're together in worship. So once again, Psalm 122:1, as we start out this morning, "I rejoice with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" And just felt awful strange to me that this morning we would not be together in the house of the Lord, and many other churches are doing the same thing. Let's start with a word of prayer. Lord God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you that there is technology that we can gather together and still maintain a sense of community and know and understand that you are there with us at this time. So we pray, Lord, that as we look at some scripture and spend some time in prayer, that we might better come to know what you have for us and what we can do in the midst of this troubling time in our country, a time that no one at this time knows what's going to happen, or no one remembers things like this happening before in our lives. So we pray, Lord, that you would guide us this morning as we worship together through technology, that we might be able to hear you speak to us and understand what you have for us. So this morning, I want to share with you from Psalm 95. And the first part of the Psalm 95 is really something that has been standing out to me this morning as I've looked through this psalm, because the first part of this psalm says these words. I want to read the first 7 verses for you. "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." The beginning of the psalm talks about us joining together for worship, about singing, about shouting out to the God who is the rock of our salvation. We have a lot to thank God for what has gone on in our lives and what is happening here in our lives, even now, because in our area, in Withfield, Virginia, we don't have any known cases of the virus yet. We've had lots of people problems with sickness and things like that, but we can be very, very thankful that thus far God is watching over us in a way that we continue to know God's presence as we look around, and we continue to know the greatness that God has brought us. For you see, God is great, and he is a great God and a great King that is above all other rulers. He does hold the earth in his hands, and he does hold it in such a way that he is caring for us and watching over us. So we should come before God, and we should bow down to God, to worship God in all that we do and in all of our days. It is appropriate for us to kneel before the Lord and to give the Lord great thanks for what's going on in our lives and what's happening and how God has continued to be there for us. One of the things that Psalm 95 says in verse 7 is it says, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." So as we think about that, God has brought us to wonderful pastures, and God has brought us to a wonderful place that we might know and have people around us that are helping and encouraging us. But I think about God's great care at this time, because God is a God who cares deeply about us, and God is not distant at this time, as we know many things to be distant from us. God is present in each one of our lives as we continue to search and look for God. Let's take a moment and just have a prayer. Our gracious Father, you are a great God, and we can come to you and worship you in a powerful way. You have cleared the ways for us, and many of us live in places where we can gather together on most Sundays to worship an awesome and incredible God. So, Lord, we pray that you would open our hearts in a way that we might be able to hear you, and that we might know you even better as we have time away from other things, that we might spend this time to just search deeper for what you have for us, to hear in a better way, to truly understand what you're doing for us, even as we're in the midst of uncertainty and fear and panic in many ways. We come to you and confess to you that we are sinners, and that we have fallen from the path that you have designed for us, and that sometimes we have done that knowingly by walking away from you, and sometimes we've done it completely unknowingly. So we come to you and we lay open our hearts before you this morning, and we ask for your forgiveness. We know in your word that it says if we confess our sins, that you are a God who is faithful, and that you will cleanse us of our sins, and you will forgive us. So may we know that full forgiveness, and may we understand that as we open our lives to you, that you place the very righteousness of Jesus Christ upon us. And now you see us as your daughters and your sons. Now you see us as people who will inherit the kingdom of God because we've trusted in what you have done for us through Jesus Christ, your Son. We thank you for his willingness to step away from heaven, to step away from heaven and all of his rights and privileges, and to come here and walk upon this earth in such a way that we can better understand who you are, that we can better understand the calling you have for us in our lives, that we can better understand the incredible love and peace and care and comfort that you have for us. We thank you for his teachings, and we thank you for the ways that he brought healing and miracles so that we could see your divine power in a wonderful way. And then, Lord, we want to thank you for him dying upon the cross. We want to thank you for his willingness to give up his life that we might have life, that we might be forgiven, and that we might be able to stand in your kingdom in a full way because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. And then, Lord, we thank you also for what happened 3 days later as he was resurrected from the grave. And the tomb was opened up that all could see that it was empty, and that you no longer see us as standing off and apart from you, but we too can experience that resurrection too when we believe in Jesus Christ. Thank you that we know that we have, that you have victory over death, and that by that victory, that one day we can be resurrected also. So Lord, we come to you with great thanks for all of that. We thank you that you have protected us and kept us safe. We also thank you for the communities of faith that we can surround ourselves with and be part of, even during times like this. Lord, we come to you with heavy hearts, for it's hard to understand what's going on and what's happening around us, because it is such a changing situation so rapidly. So Lord, we pray and ask that you would keep us safe, that you would keep us well. We pray for those who are sick right now and ask that you would heal them in a way that they could come back to full health, and that we could join together once again in community worship in the midst of our sanctuaries and in the midst of our time. We also pray, Lord, for those that are currently under doctor's care, and we ask that you would give the doctors wisdom and insight and courage to know how to handle and how to work with folks. We pray for the nurses and the technicians and the therapists that are working with people, and we ask that you would open just the doors of heaven with your wisdom for them. We also pray especially for those who have lost loved ones, and we ask, Lord, that you would bring them comfort. And then, Lord, we pray for our country, and especially for our leaders, as they have a number of different situations that they need to see into and understand. What a hard and difficult decisions they must have, and to weigh things and understand things. So we pray, Lord, that you would help them, and that you would give them your wisdom to know what's the best things to do at this time. And Lord, we pray for our communities of faith, and especially for those who are not meeting today and maybe not meeting over the next couple of weeks. We pray that you would continue to strengthen our communities of faith and help them, that they might know you in an incredible way, even as we have to find new ways to deepen and continue our fellowship together. And then Lord, now we pray that you would open the rest of these words of Psalm 95 for us to hear, to understand, and to know what you're saying to us. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. It is the end of Psalm 95 that I've been thinking an awful lot about today, from Psalm 95 verse 7, starting in the last part of verse 7. It says, today, if only you would hear God's voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me, they tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Today I wonder, as we think about these words from Psalm 95, are we a people who are expecting God to speak to us personally and to our communities? I think there's a lot of folks that wonder where God is at this point. They're not quite sure what's happening and what's going on, and they really are wondering, where is God? So are we a people who are looking for God to speak to us personally, whether it be each one of us individually, or whether it be our communities of faith? Are we looking for God to speak to us? You see, in Old Testament times, that normally happened through just one person. And that one person, like Moses or Joshua or even the prophets, God would speak to them. And as God spoke to them, they would share the words that God had spoken with them with the community. And nowadays, I think we're waiting to find out who can hear God, who can understand God, and who knows that that God has a word for us at this time. But I really wonder, are we expecting God to speak personally to each one of us and to each one of our churches about what God's asking us to do and how God is calling us so that we might know that God is speaking with each and every one of us? What I want to tell you is that God still speaks to people today. For more than just a salvation response, I think there's a lot of folks that understand that, yes, God does speak, but we always are looking for God to speak in people's hearts that need to come to Jesus Christ for salvation. For you see, Christ died on the cross for us, and as he died on the cross for us, he was our atoning sacrifice, that our relationship with God might be reestablished and that it might be whole once again. But beyond just that call for a salvation response, there is also those who are looking for God to speak to us. And I believe that God does speak to us as individuals even now, and also to our communities. So we need to be listening and doing what we can to help understand a little bit better when God speaks. This means there's going to be times that of discipline, that we need to discipline ourselves and prepare ourselves by reading the scriptures and hearing what God says through them, by also spending time in prayer that we might better understand what's going on and what's happening and how God is sharing words in prayer. You see, prayer is not just a one-way street, but it's a two-way street. I share with God from my heart, but God also shares from God's heart to me. And there needs to be times of silence. I need to listen as God speaks through other people and through different circumstances in my life. So as we all listen, it does require one more thing, because you see, there's a great need right now for people who are able to discern when God speaks to us and what God is saying to us. There's a lot of voices happening around us, and there's a lot of sound and a lot of noise, and maybe as a time such as this, it's a time for us to slow down, to not try to fill our lives with so many other things where we're losing some activities and some gatherings. Maybe it's time for us to slow down and listen for what God has to say, that we might better understand, that we might be able to discern when God is speaking and what God is saying. And what I found is when God speaks to me in three or four different ways and from three or four different directions, and it's all the same word, then I realize that God is speaking. The Israelites got to hear God speak, and they got to hear God do so many things in their presence. They were witnesses to the parting of the Red Sea and the plagues in the Egypt, but still they hardened their hearts. And they hardened their hearts, and at a place called Meribah and Massah, Meribah means quarreling, and Massah means testing. They were quarreling with God, and they were testing God instead of believing what God had to say. They didn't take their time to listen and to discern. Instead, they turned away from God and they didn't trust what God had to say to them. We need to be careful that we don't harden our hearts when God's speaking to us. We need to be careful that we don't quarrel with God or test God and when things are happening and things are going on. You know, Psalm 95 really shows me not only can I come to God's presence and worship God with my whole heart and bowing down to God and being thankful for all that God has done for me, but it's also a time for me to listen and to try to discern what God is saying. Because God even says in Psalm 95, I had enough of them. And I turned away from them. And I decided that they wouldn't see the greatness of the Lord. So as I've thought about this psalm all week, we really need to think more deeply about what's going on in our lives. And we need to pay attention to what God is saying to us. Because God is speaking to each one of us as individuals, and God is speaking to every one of our communities of faith, that we might better understand what God has for us. So we really need to listen, and we really need to walk with God in a very personal way. So what I want to ask you as we think about this Psalm 95 is, what will you do with what God is saying to you? And what will we as a community of faith do with what God is saying to us? You see, it is a time that we can reach out. It is a time that we can care for our neighbors. God maybe is asking us to do just that thing. So as you hear God speak, as you hear God talk to you, may you come to understand and to know what God is saying so that you can respond to God at this time. Let's spend a moment in prayer. Lord, we're very confused at this time. A new concept has happened even in the midst of our churches. It's called social distancing and being away from folks so that we don't spread this disease. But Lord, the truth is that we can still be in contact with one another through the pleasures and the greatness of technology. But Lord, also we can take the time to slow down and listen to what you have to say to us, to hear and to understand, that we might respond to you in a powerful way and be the people of God at this time that this nation and this world needs. So may you guide us with your voice. May we hear it clearly and respond to you in a powerful way to bring about to this world the love of a caring God who is looking to shepherd each and every one of us. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. I want to challenge you this week to take some of the time that you have that you would have normally spent with other things and center your life upon God. Talk to God, share with God, and let God share to you. Instead of filling your time with activities that you can do at home, why not just open your Bible for a time and a peace and read what God has to say to you? Maybe you need to respond today. You can respond in any way right where you are. Maybe God's asking you to come for the very first time to trust in Jesus Christ. Or maybe even God's asking you to recommit your life and really set aside some time in your life to center upon God. I pray that you will be able to do that and that you will be very close to God during these times and during this difficult time. So I challenge you this week to spend time with God and to listen to what God has to say. I want to share with you one last verse of scripture that came to my heart this morning that we need to keep our lives centered upon. So I'll use this as our benediction today. It comes from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And God says these words, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen. May God keep you and your family safe and well through this time.